Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike once again at May-21, 2011.com with another study. This time it is Isaiah chapter 13, verses 14 through 16. What I'll do is first read the verses, and then we'll go into the introduction and then take each verse one by one. Well, let's begin by reading verses 14 through 16. And it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. In these verses of Isaiah 13, we are given more word pictures of the day of Yahweh that we are now in. We will look at each verse individually to gain a better understanding as to what they are revealing to us. First, we will discover what it means that the day of Yahweh is as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man takes up. And we will learn what it means in the day of Yahweh that they shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. Second, we will find what it means that everyone that is found is thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them is fallen by the sword. And finally, we look at a terrible verse which states, their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes, their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant insight. Amen. Well, let's go verse by verse now and begin with the first verse, which is verse number 14. Isaiah 13, verse 14. It reads, and it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. In this verse, we first read, and it shall be as the chaste roe. More literally, it reads, and it shall be as a roe, and a roe here is a certain type of small deer that may now even be extinct, driven away. And it shall be as a roe, that is a roe deer, driven away. But what is it that shall be as the roe driven away? Why, it is the day of Yahweh, of course, for this is the clear context in which we find our verse. So what our verse is saying is this, and it, that is the day of Yahweh, shall be as a roe, that's a deer, driven away. But what does this mean? To spiritually understand this verse, we need to look up the word translated as a roe and see how Yahweh defines it in the Bible. When we do this, we find that a roe deer can refer to Solomon, and Solomon in Scripture we know often typifies Christ himself. We read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 9, my beloved, that is Solomon, who typifies Christ, is like a roe, or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. And we read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 17, until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, that is Solomon, who typifies Christ, and be thou like a roe, or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. And again, we read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 14, make haste, my beloved, that is Solomon, who typifies Christ, and be thou like a roe, or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. So, a roe deer in Scripture can represent Christ. Indeed, the word translated as a roe deer can also be translated as glory or glorious, so that seeing the roe deer as representing Christ certainly fits the meaning of the word, as Christ is certainly glorious and of great glory. Now, having learned that a roe deer can represent Christ in Holy Scripture, we now know what the spiritual meaning is to our verse at hand. When our verse says, "And it," that is the day of Yahweh, "shall be as a roe deer driven away," it is saying that the day of Yahweh shall be as Christ driven away. And this makes perfect sense in the light of what we have already learned in Isaiah 13, that ever since May 21, 2011, Christ cannot be found for salvation. It is as if he has been driven away. So, the day of Yahweh is as Christ driven away or chased away, because he is nowhere to be found for salvation. He has been chased or hunted, but no one can catch him. That is, no one can obtain salvation during the day of Yahweh that began on May 21, 2011. We read of something similar in Revelation 9:6. There we read, "And in those days," that is the days in the day of Yahweh, "shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." Here we are told that men shall seek death during the days that we are now in, but they will not be able to find it as death flees from them. What is being taught is that in these days of judgment, that is the day of Yahweh, people are seeking death in Christ, which is salvation, but they are not able to find it because there's no longer any salvation or death in Christ to be found. We read of death having to do with spiritual salvation or death in Christ in Romans 6, verses 3 through 8. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." So, the death that people are seeking for, the death that they're seeking for during this time of judgment, is the death which comes by spiritual death in Christ. But unfortunately, it cannot be found, because ever since May 21, 2011, salvation has come to an end on the day of Yahweh. Yes, even though there are many who desire salvation in Jesus Christ, it is as though salvation flees away from them, just like as in Isaiah 13:14, Christ, who is salvation, is portrayed as the roe deer that is driven away, as salvation is nowhere to be found in these days of judgment. We read more about people seeking for salvation, but unable to obtain it during the day of Yahweh, in Luke 13, verses 24 through 27. "Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door," on May 21, 2011, And ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Here we are told right out that many have been seeking to enter into heaven by knocking at the door. But because the Master had already risen up and had shut the door on May 21, 2011, no one has been allowed into the door of heaven ever since. Rather, Christ is saying to them all, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. And even when they say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast even taught in our streets, he says to them, I know you not where you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Yes, these days are terrible times. Many people are seeking for salvation, but they can't be saved. It is too late. The roe deer, Jesus Christ, has been driven or chased away. The Lord had given them plenty of warning as May 21 drew closer and closer, and he commanded them to come out from their churches because the abomination of desolation had taken up his seat in them ever since May 21, 1988. But they would not take heed. In addition, the world heard of the very date of Judgment Day, but they did not listen. And now, after May 21, 2011, dare they seek salvation? They had years and years of warning, and they would not listen. But now, they want God to listen to them? In response, the Lord says, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Sorry, but you have no more hope. The day has come, and you have been found naked in your sins. Now you must pay the consequences of your sin, in that you can no longer be saved, as the roe deer, Jesus Christ, has been chased or driven away in this day. And on the last day of the day of Yahweh, you must be destroyed forever. Justice has finally been served. Now, returning to our verse, it not only says that the day of Yahweh is as a roe deer chased or driven away, but it says that it is as a sheep that no man takes up. More literally, it reads that the day of Yahweh is as sheep, plural, and no one gathers them together. That is, the day of Yahweh is as sheep, and there is no shepherd. Which leads us to the question, why is there no shepherd to gather them together? Are you sensing the answer to this? Why, it is, once again, because Christ, the good shepherd, the one who gathers the sheep unto salvation, is nowhere to be found. Remember what we read in John 10, verse 9? I, Christ, am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. But if Christ is nowhere to be found unto salvation, then the sheep cannot be gathered unto salvation. Instead, they are left to go their own ways, because salvation is no longer possible in the day of Yahweh. Hence, we see why it is that the day of Yahweh is as sheep, and there is no one to gather them together. It is because the one who would gather them together is Christ. But since Christ cannot be found for salvation during the day of Yahweh that we are now in, there is no shepherd to gather them together. Of course, there are no true sheep to be gathered unto salvation during this day either, which is why our verse says that the day of Yahweh is only as sheep, and there is no one to gather them together. In other words, There are no sheep in this day, but only those who are as, like, or similar to sheep, which are all those who in this day claim Christ, but who are not saved. This would include all those who have remained in or returned to the churches, as well as all others who claim the name of Christ, but who are not saved. And you can click on the link, Why Leave All Churches, to see why we should do that. Next, as we continue further with our verse, it reads, "They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land." Literally, it reads like this: "Each man unto his people they turn, and each man unto his land they flee." The main message here is that in the day of Yahweh, when the wrath of Yahweh is being poured out, each man is turning unto his own people and fleeing unto his own land. Those who are unsaved are turning to other unsaved people, whether in their family or not, and are fleeing unto their land, which is this world and all it has to offer. Those who are saved are turning to other saved people, whether in their family or not, and are fleeing unto their land, which is the spiritual kingdom of heaven, with its soon-to-be-created new heaven and earth. So, what we are seeing is a greater separation between those who are saved and those who are not saved. Those who are not saved are finding their security in other unsaved people who think as they think, and they are finding their security in this world, in the things that they own, such as land, houses, and other material goods, as well as false religions, churches, philosophies, or beliefs of one type or another. They have turned to these things for security more than at any time in history. On the other hand, those who are saved are finding their security in other saved people who think as they think, and they are finding their security in the spiritual and eternal kingdom of Yahweh as manifest through the teachings of the Holy Bible. These are those who have departed out from all churches, as all churches are now under the wrath of Yahweh. And these are those who believe that we are now in the day of Yahweh, when there is no longer any possibility of salvation. And you can click on all these links here, which give good reason why there is no longer any salvation. They also, that is, the true believers, have also rejected the false Christ found in all the churches, as well as found with those who believe that Christ died for sins at or before the foundation of the world, and not in 33 AD on the cross, as the scripture so readily declares. So, what we are seeing ever since May 21, 2011, is that each man is revealing more clearly where he stands in relationship to Yahweh. For each man has fled to his people and to his land to try and find security from the wrath of Yahweh. We read more about the wrath of Yahweh upon Babylon, this world, in the day of Yahweh in Jeremiah 50:16, where we read, "Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword that shall turn everyone to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land." Here in this verse, we are first told, "Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest." To cut off the sower and him that handles the sickle to harvest means that the sower, Christ, and the one who handles the sickle, also Christ, working through the elect, is cut off from being able to bring salvation to the world during the day of Yahweh, which began on May 21, 2011. We read of Christ being the sower in Matthew 13, where we read in verse 37, "He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man," that is Christ. And We read of the elect being the reapers in Matthew 13, verse 39. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Now, the angels here refer to the elect, since the word translated as angels can be translated as messengers, and the elect are certainly messengers. Furthermore, it is Christ who works through the elect, that is the angels, to reap the harvest. So we have warrant to claim that both the sower and the reaper are Christ in the ultimate sense, and it is salvation by him that has been cut off to the world of the unsaved, that is Babylon, ever since May 21, 2011, as we read in Jeremiah 60, verse 16, which states, "Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest." Then we read further in Jeremiah 50, verse 16, "For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn everyone to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land." This is similar to what we read in Isaiah 13, 14, namely that they shall turn everyone to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. But notice here that we are given the reason as to why they turn everyone to his people and flee everyone to his own land. It is for fear of the oppressing sword. And the oppressing sword, of course, is the word of God in this day of Yahweh, Hebrews 4:12, which declares that salvation has come to an end and the final destruction is soon to come on the last day of the day of Yahweh. It is this message that is causing the unsaved people to turn more and more to where their false security lies, which is in other unsaved people in and out of their immediate families, as well as this world itself with all its material goods and all its false religions, philosophies, teachings, and beliefs. Those who are false Christians are fleeing to their church, while those who are true Christians have fled their church in obedience to their Lord's command to depart out and flee to the mountains, namely to Yahweh himself. And you can click on the link, "Why Leave All Churches," for a better understanding of why this is. Furthermore, true Christians are turning to others of like mind in and out of their immediate families. Indeed, with everyone turning to his own people and fleeing to his own land in this day of judgment, it has become clearer than at any other time in history just who the unsaved are and just who the elect are. The elect are that strange breed of Christian who have come out from all the so-called Christian churches, who believe that we are now in the day of Yahweh ever since May 21, 2011, who declare that there is no longer any possibility for salvation for anyone who was not saved by May 21, 2011, and who have kept in remembrance the true gospel, that Christ died for sins on the cross in 33 AD and not at or before the foundation of the world. On the other hand, the unsaved do not hold to all these things. They have fled to the world for their security in the ownership of possessions and in one or more of its false religions, philosophies, teachings, or beliefs. They also find their best relationships to be with other unsaved people of like mind, and they have turned to these people to obtain a temporal security from the wrath of Yahweh until the last day of the day of Yahweh, when everything that the unsaved have put their trust in, will be stripped away, and they are left with nothing but to face eternal death in the outer darkness of annihilation and nothingness. Well, let's move on to our next verse in Isaiah chapter 13. That's verse 15. "Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword." Here, the first sentence of our verse reads, "Once again, everyone that is found shall be thrust through. That is, as the word of Yahweh is proclaimed in the day of Yahweh that salvation has come to an end, everyone who hears or reads this message is thrust through by the sword. Not a physical sword, but the spiritual sword, which is the word of Yahweh, as we read in Ephesians 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And again, we read in Hebrews 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So, we see that the word of Yahweh is a sword. And when any of all the billions of unsaved people in the world hear the word of Yahweh being declared that salvation is no longer possible for them, they have been thrust through by the sword. For not only does the word of Yahweh reveal that they are already spiritually dead in Adam, but it also guarantees that they will all now physically die on the last day of the day of Yahweh. It is guaranteed. In fact, because it is now, ever since May 21, 2011, so guaranteed that they will all die, Yahweh already considers them dead as if they have already been thrust through by the sword. For God calls those things which be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. Yes, as the word of Yahweh, which teaches that there is no longer any possibility of eternal salvation, ever since May 21, 2011, reaches any unsaved people through either a written or a spoken medium, they are thrust through unto death in this day of Yahweh. But not only are those who are found by the word of Yahweh, that is the sword of Yahweh, thrust through to death during this day of Yahweh that we are now in, but we next read that everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword as well. The ones joined unto them are their unsaved family, friends, and associates, and they will also fall by the word of Yahweh, that is the sword of the Spirit, just as their family member, friend, or associate did when they hear from him or her what he or she had read or heard, namely, that there are some strange Christians out there proclaiming that eternal salvation is no longer possible, that the day of judgment has already begun. Once any unsaved person hears that, they have been slain, whether they accept it or not. And this is because ever since the beginning of the day of Yahweh, on May 21, 2011, every unsaved person is now guaranteed to remain spiritually dead in Adam. Their salvation is impossible, and they are also all guaranteed to become extinct when on the soon-to-be-revealed last day of the day of Yahweh, all the unsaved who are in the graves and all the unsaved who still remain will be brought forth and exterminated forever because of their sins, which have never been paid for. Moving on to verse 16, moving on to our final verse that we'll cover in this study, it's verse 16 of Isaiah 13. It reads, "Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled," or you could say plundered, "and their wives ravished." In the previous verse, we discovered that everyone who was found by the word of Yahweh marching forth in the day of Yahweh, ever since May 21, 2011, was thrust through by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh proclaiming judgment with the end of salvation. And now in this verse, we learn that this applies to everyone, even to their youngest children. Once again, we read, "Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. The word translated as their children here refers to the little children who have not yet been weaned from the breast. These are the children that are most would consider to be the most innocent. So how awful is this verse which says that their babies are dashed to pieces before their eyes ever since May 21, 2011? What kind of God would do such a thing, and even before the parents' very eyes? Well, a just God would do that. For what does the Scripture say? It says in Psalm 58:3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. And who are the wicked according to Scripture? They are everyone and anyone who is unsaved. So, when the Scripture says the wicked are estranged from the womb, they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies, Yahweh is referring to all the hundreds of millions of unsaved babies. They all go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. And so are worthy of death because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. And all have sinned, including babies, and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Indeed, we must remember that when Adam fell into sin, this meant that all his descendants, except Christ, of course, would be conceived as sinners. Every baby that is born, therefore, except Christ, is already a sinner, and according to the Holy Scriptures, they are therefore all worthy of death. But now notice that their children are dashed to pieces before their eyes. Obviously, this does not mean that their children are currently being physically dashed to pieces, but it means that they are currently being spiritually dashed to pieces before their eyes ever since May 21, 2011. That is, all the hundreds of millions of babies in the world which were conceived after May 21, 2011 are now being spiritually dashed to pieces because there is no longer any hope for their eternal salvation. They have been left to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and they are also now guaranteed to physically die with no possibility of ever being eternally saved. And all this is taking place right before the eyes of all these babies' parents. The parents probably don't recognize this, of course, as most parents like to believe that their babies will live forever, but nevertheless, if they were given a glimpse, just a glimpse, of what is taking place in the spiritual realm during the day of Yahweh, which we are now in, they would see their children being dashed to pieces and themselves being thrust through with a sword. Yes, the day of Yahweh has come, and it is terrible before our eyes. Now our verse continues by saying, their houses are spoiled or plundered. That is, ever since May 21, 2011, the houses of all the billions of unsaved people in the world have been spiritually taken, along with all its goods and possessions. Indeed, because all these people are all now without any possibility of eternal salvation, and because they are all now guaranteed to be eternally destroyed on the soon-to-come last day of the day of Yahweh, it is as if they have all now lost their houses and household goods and possessions. Why? Because these are all things that they have found security in, but now with no possibility of eternal life for any of them, and the guaranteed soon destruction of them all with the loss of all their houses and goods, it is as if all security has been already lost. For Yahweh calls those things which be not, that is, their houses being spoiled, as though they were, Romans 4:17. As their houses are so absolutely certain to be plundered on the last day of the day of Yahweh, that they are counted as already having been plundered. Finally, we are told that all the unsaved wives of all the estimated hundreds of millions of unsaved husbands in the world are ravished, or we could say raped, during the day of Yahweh. Obviously, this does not mean that they are physically raped, but they are being spiritually raped in the sense that they have all attained to a certain degree of security and dignity in this world, but now that none of them can have eternal life, and they are also guaranteed to be destroyed on the soon-to-come last day of the day of Yahweh, it is like they have all been raped. Of course, they have not been raped unjustly, but they are getting exactly what they deserve when on the last day of the day of Yahweh, they are extinguished forever. Well, let's conclude. We found that the day of the Lord is likened to a roe deer driven away or chased away. We found that the roe deer to be a picture of Christ. It is He who in this day is being driven away or chased away in that He cannot be found for salvation. Furthermore, we found that the day of Yahweh is likened to sheep with no gatherer or shepherd. They have no shepherd to gather them together because Christ is nowhere to be found to gather them together unto salvation. So, twice in our first verse, we have been taught that salvation has ended ever since the day of Yahweh began on May 21, 2011. Indeed, with all the references to salvation having ended in Isaiah chapter 13, we wonder how anyone can teach that salvation is still possible, for it is not, and Isaiah 13 makes that clear in many ways. But next, we considered the verse which states, "They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land." For the unsaved, this meant that ever since May 21, 2011, they have turn to what they can best relate with and find security in, namely other unsaved people and the world with all its goods and activities, and to one or more of all its false religions, philosophies, teachings, and beliefs. But for the saved, this meant they have turned to other saved people and the spiritual kingdom of Yahweh as manifest through the teaching of Holy Writ. In short, there has been a great separation between the unsaved and the saved, the sheep and the goats in this day of Yahweh, which has made it clearer as to just who the children of Yahweh are. They are those who have departed out from all the churches, who have learned that the day of Yahweh began on May 21, 2011, who have learned that salvation has come to an end, and who have kept the gospel in remembrance, that Christ died for sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day in 33 AD, and not at or before the foundation of the world. Then we learned what it means that everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. It means that everyone who either reads or hears the word proclaimed that salvation has come to an end has been thrust through with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And everyone that is joined unto those who read or heard that salvation has ended will also be slain by the sword of the Spirit as they hear the message from those who already read or heard that salvation has ended. So, all the unsaved in the world are found and thrust through by the sword, which is the Word of God proclaiming that judgment has come and that eternal salvation has ended. Therefore, every one of those who were not saved by May 21, 2011 are now guaranteed to remain spiritually dead in Adam and to be destroyed on the last day of the day of Yahweh. Yes, they have been thrust through and have fallen by the sword. Finally, we looked at verse 16, which states, "Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Here we learn that their children are all the babies which have not been weaned from the breast, who were conceived after May 21, 2011. All these babies have been dashed to pieces by the same sword by which their parents and all other unsaved people have been thrust through, namely the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. It has dashed the little ones to pieces by having removed any possibility of salvation from their midst. This not only means that they are guaranteed to remain spiritually dead in Adam, but also guarantees that they will be destroyed on the soon-to-come last day of the day of Yahweh. Yes, it is as if they have all been dashed to pieces by the message of Yahweh's wrath. Also, we were told that the houses of all the unsaved in the world would be spoiled or plundered in the day of Yahweh. Obviously, this doesn't mean that their houses are physically spoiled or plundered in this day, but houses and its goods symbolize security for the unsaved. And in that they all have now been guaranteed to die on the soon-to-come last day of the day of Yahweh, all sense of lasting security has been lost. It is as if their houses, their security, have already been plundered. It can even be said that the wives of all the unsaved husbands have been raped in this day, because everything that all the husbands consider precious and long for are now certain, as of May 21, 2011, to be ripped away from them. It is as if they and their wives have been raped in this day of Yahweh, as everything that they own and long for will now soon be ripped away from them, as they disappear into the outer darkness of non-existence. Yes, it is a terrible feeling to realize that everything that you own and everything that you are is soon to be eliminated. It is a feeling of rape. Now, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.